Hey, this is AJ Barnhart. If you're not 18 or older, you can't listen. Sorry.
Hey, this is AJ Barnhart. If you ain't outside having sex with a sheep like Tony Love does, then welcome to my show. This is a brand new episode of Barnhart Busters, so stop the Mexican fiesta music and give me some of that horror stuff. Barnhart Busters begins now.
Tonight, if WWE alumni Stone Cold Steve Austin is Barnhart approved, that's later tonight on Barnhart Busters.
Okay, so you've got this dire question that you have to ask Tony Love. Like, is Tony a virgin? Oh my god, is he? I don't know. Well, actually, I know, but you don't. You've got all these questions that you have to find out. There's one way to do it. It's called Street Beat Radio's Street Words Kiss and Tell with Tony Love. You can literally just ask me anything. For more details and to ask me a question, go to streetbeatradio.com. This Monday night on StreetWorks, you heard the love triangle exposed. What controversy will develop from that, I'm not sure. But there's something else going on behind the scenes.
What can I say?
And Tony Love, myself, will connect you and tell you what's really going on in my personal life. The announcement will be shocking. It will be groundbreaking, and it will be this Monday. Catch it this Monday night at 8 p.m. only on StreetBeatRadio.com.
Won't you play that song for me? And turn it up on your radio. I got 200 seconds, and I'm ready to go.
Welcome, people, to Barnhart Busters. With your host and yours truly, AJ Barnhart. Barnhart Busters is brought to you by Blockbuster Total Access. For more details, go to blockbuster.com. I don't know if I should say welcome people to Barnhart Busters or welcome to Barnhart Busters. Welcome to Barnhart Busters and. Right?
Yeah, but louder. Right. Yeah. So, any second now.
See, I couldn't get it out.
You can do this, man.
Welcome, people! Not like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
I ain't never had sex with an old guy. You went to?
An old guy? Sex with an old guy? I don't know.
That'd be awesome, dude.
You could go ahead and open a show up, though. Just welcome them.
Welcome, people, to...
You forget the name of your show?
Yeah.
It's your last name with Busters. How hard is that?
My two favorite things.
Yeah. What?
Got this.
See, man, I got some of my mom grass. Okay, so, who the fuck's mowing grass? My mother, like, raised my wooden head out there, like, would you stop, please?
Robert, he's been mowing it for an hour and a half.
Is it Robert?
Yeah, he's been mowing it.
That bastard, he does it, I think he does it purposely every time we do a show.
Hey, how's Missy?
I just told Missy we were recording.
Come on, baby. They're like right here.
I don't care. Go ahead. Get the intro out.
What did it say? That's my chainsaw in the background. About to slap it when you're going.
What are you doing? Anyways, we've now been recording for...
It's right there.
I don't care.
We have 8 minutes. Awesome. Told you we'd get it.
Go ahead and...
How many more minutes?
They don't even know what they're listening to.
Huh?
I don't even think they know what show we're on. They're on. This is gonna be totally like a reel, a highlight reel or something. I don't know. We've talked about sheeps and everything hard. Can you welcome him?
Bestiality.
I like bestiality.
Welcome him to the damn show! There, the lawnmower got away. Hurry. Oh, now the dog starts barking. Seriously, guys? Oh, wow.
Oh, now we can't do it. My herpes just flared up.
Oh, God. So did mine.
I'll scratch you if you scratch me.
Okay.
It's new meaning to scratch your back. I scratch
you. Oh, God. I hate hoes. Taylor's ass.
Definitely has to go on the show now.
Gave me damn herpes. Can you open them up to the show, man?
Open what?
Just tell them, hey.
Yo, what?
Thanks for listening to Barnhart Busters.
It's the Barnhart Buster, y'all. Thanks.
Take 7.
About to say, what's up, y'all?
All right, go ahead, man.
What's up, y'all? This is Barnhart Busters.
Hurry up, because I got a fart coming.
Two.
Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. There's a little bleep on the sound control on the whole part.
I got beep, beep,
beep. About to stink beep. The studio out. So go ahead, man.
Who farted, me or you?
More than one. I don't know, it stinks though. Alright, anyways.
Welcome people to Barnhart Busters.
That was good. That was good. Now, if you can get the second sentence out, we'll be all right.
Cookie Monster. Cookies. And butthole.
Penis.
Strings and
vagina.
Candles and whatnot.
Big fat black ladies.
Whatnots.
I love big fat black ladies.
BBWs?
Big black
women?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Anyways, man, could you finish with the opening?
Welcome people to... Why am I... My voice went...
You're 22, dog. Puberty left a long
there.
Time
no, I'm still
ago,
there.
Dog.
I'm still there.
You stop that
no,
shit.
No, you stop at 25. I'm sorry, bro.
Really?
Yeah, 25.
Okay.
Somebody can sue me now. Like, that's false advertisement. You told me 25, 26. My voice still cracking.
You need to get that shit checked out. So.
Nah, homie. You were just born a girl.
And the time.
Welcome people to Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. This is not Blockbuster. This is Barnhart Buster. It's brought to you by Blockbuster.
See, that's the tongue twister, dude.
I know, because of blah, 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 blah.
Welcome people to... Motherfucker, I was about to do it again. Welcome people
you
to
make me
Barnhart
have to
Busters.
Cancel my advertising agreement with Blockbuster. Like, we just can't do it. You just understand. We love the money and all, but... Me farting and him trying to say Blockbuster just ain't working out. I just farted again. And here comes the fucking lawnmower.
Again.
Damn it, Missy.
It's 400 acres. Keep going.
Seriously, I know the lawn crew couldn't have done this any other day. Oh, God. Why the fuck did we build a studio right next to the damn, right next to the window?
Does it like sunshine?
Like sunshine,
I got sunshine
on a cloudy,
on a cloudy day.
When it's cold outside,
forgot the words.
I've got the month of June.
Is it June?
No, it's May.
Is
but,
it May?
I mean, the song's May, but it's actually June.
I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My boy, my girl, my girl.
That was awkward.
No, it wasn't. Not for me. Maybe for you.
Just a little bit.
Maybe.
Welcome
people to... Mother... I keep saying Blockbuster, dude.
Here.
Welcome to Blockbuster. No, don't take it off. Welcome to segment one. I said segment one?
Damn it, can't you read a script? Well, technically, I guess you are reading the script. You're just not reading it right. It's not even a script. It just tells you... All right, this is the segment where you welcome everybody.
Welcome to Barnhart Busters, brought to you by Blockbuster Total Access. For more details, go to blockbuster.com.
You need to say that a little bit louder. It'd have been perfect. And hold on, I gotta fart again. Oh, there we go.
Ew, bleep that one out.
Oh, they just keep coming.
What if I pass out in the
fucking
studio?
Fucking Chipotle, man.
I hit like a button in it.
Anyways.
Because what's that button do? The big red button.
And that stops the recording. We've been trying to get this out now for...
I thought we were in some kind of missile launch.
No, not missile launching.
Shit. Welcome, people, to... What the fuck is my show called, dude?
Heart Busters. I'm going to take everything that's got a B in the room out, except for that. I'm going to put a big sign. Barn Heart Busters.
Welcome, people, to... Why do I keep freezing right there? What? After that, dude!
Making fun of retarded people now?
Titty! No.
That's fucked up,
I am,
man.
Retarded.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even make fun of myself.
We're getting sued.
Vibe baba titty top titty titty boom kong. Beep. 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 You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Could you welcome them?
I was trying to get... Welcome, people, to... If I forget my damn last name one more time, dude.
Good shit.
Oh, right there. It's just right there. Yeah. It's my last name. Welcome, people, to Barnhart Busters. Brought to you by Blockbuster Total Access. For more details, go to dot...
Dot com? Let's go to dot... Actually, that's a website. Did you know that? dot.com
dot.com?
Yeah.
Dot.com?
Yeah. Anyway.
Technically, it's dot.com.
Yeah.
Go to dot.com. What do you have? Parkinson's?
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Anyways.
I had Tourette's for a long time.
No, that was just you recovering from the drug addiction. Yeah. I don't think I classify as Tourette's. But we're all drug-free now.
I told everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome, people, to Block...
Blockbuster. Oh, my God. Guys. Look, all right. Barnhart. I'm about to highlight it and make it, like, size 36.
Oh, my God.
I'll bold it and everything. There you go. Barnhart. Barnhart.
Welcome, people, to... I sound really slow right there. Welcome, people, to...
Take 88.
It was 80, like, 6 last time.
Yeah, I'm gonna just keep jumping because I know we'll be at, like, 112 by the time we're done.
Welcome, people. Welcome, people.
Well, at least you can get that out.
That's about it. That's gonna be my, consist of my show right there. That's all. Welcome, people. And then air.
Take 89.
Welcome, people, to Barnhart Busters. Barnhart Busters is brought to... What? Son of a bitch.
Take 89. Oh, wait. No, take 90.
Hold on.
Take 91.
Welcome, people, to Barnhart Busters. Barnhart Busters...
Damn, dog.
It's hard to get all the B out.
Barnhart Busters.
Barnhart Busters. Blockbuster. That's 4 B's in one damn sentence, dude.
It's 2. 3.
4.
No, it is 4. Fuck.
Me. In the X. Sideways with no loop. Welcome, people, to Barnhart Busters. Barnhart Busters is brought to you by Blockbuster Total Access. For more details, go to blockbuster.com.
Great. You got that out. Okay.
That was fast, though.
Yeah, that's all right, man. We'll just keep it. So later tonight?
Later tonight, find out more. Fuck me.
Is more anywhere in there at all?
No, it sounds good. No, it don't. Later tonight, find out if Stone Cold Steve Austin is Barnhart approved.
Hey guys, it's Tony Love from Streepy Radio. Being the vice president, I feel it's very important to get this public service announcement out to you. Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger? Seriously, 1 in 8 Americans. Right here in the United States of America. And there's an organization doing something about it, by the name of Feeding America. For more details on Feeding America, go to feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Streepy Radio, the Ad Council, and Feeding America. Okay guys, it's Tony Love, and I got 30 seconds to tell you how to follow us on Twitter. That's right, we have a Twitter. All you gotta do is go to twitter.com/streepyradio and click follow. Once again, go to twitter.com/streepyradio and click follow. or pull out your mobile device and text follow space Streeby Radio to 40404. Once again, follow space Streeby Radio to 40404 and follow us today. And the 100th follower gets a t-shirt and a shout out on the show of their choice. So follow us today. Thanks. Peace.
All right, Tony Love, Barnhart Busters. It is Barnhart Busters, right?
It is now.
It is now. Okay, we just listened to 15 minutes of us trying to open the show. Or actually, Andrew trying to open the show and me trying to help him. Or AJ, whatever the fuck you want to call him. So I went and recruited some help. We stole Rec Center's host. Hey, RJ.
Hey, what's up, yo?
Damn, you talk low as shit. Like, look, here's me, and there's you.
What's up?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so first of all, we're going to talk about random ass bullshit.
Nah.
And he's going to try to sing. It's kind of scary.
Was that
singing? I don't know. I was assuming it was singing.
I really sound like that when I'm singing.
I don't know. We listened to you earlier.
Dying giraffe.
Okay. Well, actually, before we get into this interesting news over here, we have to shout out our 100th fan on Facebook, Mariah Albright. We promised shout outs to the 100th fan, and she was our 100th fan.
Ah,
really?
I swear to God, she really was.
That's my shout out.
You're still shouting.
That's my shout out.
I just said talk louder. I didn't say yell.
That's my shout out. You said shout out.
All right, well, shout out to Mariah Albright, our 100th fan. I think we're at 250. I think we've already reached that, but we'll shout that one out next week. Oh, I can't talk. Fucking person. Anyways, guys, Kristen Stewart apologizes for a rape comment she made in July to a magazine. Basically, she said she compared her worldwide fame to a woman being sexually assaulted, saying what you don't see is the camera shoved in your face and the bizarre, intrusive questions being asked, or the people falling over themselves, screaming and taunting to get a reaction. And like, she's been taking a bunch of heat over. What do you think? You think that's being blown out of proportion? Or you think she's a heartless bitch?
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
I don't know. I can go either way.
I don't know, I'm just gonna eat my spaghetti, you figure it out.
Well, I'm eating too.
Well, I don't know. Well, she's pretty, so I shouldn't get away with it. Screw it.
She is pretty sexy. RJ?
I don't know, I think a lot of shit gets blown out of proportions that any celebrity or superstar does.
I think so too.
But I don't think anything should be able to be put with raping.
Yeah, I don't. She did blow that. I mean, obviously the media probably blew it a little bit out of proportion, but come on, seriously, you're gonna compare your fame to someone screaming rape? Well, they got raped, for God's sake. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Miley Cyrus kissed a girl.
What?
Yeah, she sort of kissed a girl on Britain's Got Talent.
That's Katie Holmes.
What was I?
Haven't seen that.
She was on the Britain's Got Talent. She was performing the Can't Be Tamed video, and she straight appears she kissed a girl. Is Miley going lesbo?
Can you zoom in?
I hope not.
I can't zoom in, but I wish I could.
Well, they canceled Hannah Montana.
They did, because
which that's retarded.
But why? She's becoming a whore.
So
have that on Disney. It needed a little different direction.
I knew that she was going adult.
Give her my number. Just saying.
She's only 16. She said, the lighting is different, my outfit may be different, but when you see me, it's the same since I was 11-year-old on Hannah Montana.
You don't look the same.
She don't act the same either. She's full of shit.
Dude, did you see the video of her dancing on the pole?
Yeah, that's on the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
The USA song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, on the Kids' Choice Awards, she's like hanging on a pole. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. I have actually masturbated. But,
I like to bend the 10-year-old in front.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That kid grew his balls quick.
I like
this
shit
pole. Dropped, dog.
Daddy!
Oh my God, I just hit puberty.
Right, but yeah, so there's that. So we got Stone Cold. Well, you're going to figure out if he's Barnhart approved tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. I like monkeys.
You like monkeys? Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, everybody's been talking about me all week because of this love triangle bullshit.
Oh, God.
thanks, RJ. I think I just ashed in his pizza rolls.
I hope you didn't, dude.
But,
Hey, you did.
Did I? Does it taste good?
The flavor.
Look, dude, I understand your girlfriend's IMing me, but we'll handle that later, okay?
Wait,
seriously,
what?
AJ?
What?
Huh?
You said, what'd you say? My girlfriend's IMing you.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to get a big head?
I'm saying she's IMing me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I swear to God, next week it will be just AJ here, but I don't know. He's just got to get the hang of it, I guess, right?
I just think we got to do it big for the first, you know, the reopening.
First one, yeah. We had a 15.
Yeah, but we shouldn't just base my show on me.
Do you want to co-host?
I don't want to co-host. No, I'm leaving myself because I'm cool like that. But listen.
Go ahead.
Exactly, yeah. Shut your hole and know your role.
You clearly said you didn't want it to be... Oh, okay.
Well, then I lied to you and myself. I lie to myself a lot. It's awesome. But listen, I wanted to go to direction of, you know, guys kicking it, hanging out, and I don't know, people can listen to what guys really do.
Mm.
Is this what we really do?
Kinda. We're lunch. What the fuck? So, I feel the direction.
We just need to start just pushing the record buttons and just listen to everybody.
So when I have my, like, farting attacks at night?
Everything, dude.
That's gross.
The whole nine yards?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if RJ's a real guy. He just said farting's gross.
Really?
Dude.
Your farting is gross. Your butthole whistles. Come on, now. Whose butthole whistles when they fart?
Mine does.
No, it don't. When you fart, it goes...
It's like a fucking pussy fart, man. The odor unleashes. It's a queef, right.
You know, farty queefs.
Justin Bieber.
Ew.
Queer?
Yep.
He needs to just go to jail and get butt plucked.
Oprah tried to say, and I like Oprah, no homo, but she tried to say that he was the next king of pop. I thought that disgraced Michael Jackson's
never
name.
Never in your life will you ever be.
You'll never be pop. Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
Bieber.
The next king
man
of
in the
pop.
Mirror. RJ's cousin does that really great.
Yeah, he does.
We were just listening to that the other night.
Drew Davis.
Yeah. Check out Drew Davis on YouTube. He's fucking optimistic. I was going to say sensational, but I stopped using that, so I can't say it no more.
I want a nickname.
Because Ashley Sue Burns, God, I just said her full name. Try to say it wasn't sensational. Please don't sue me, Ashley. But, dude, I caught herpes.
What?
What?
I'm sorry, Andrew, you might want to go get checked.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I got herpes.
I don't really think you should be saying this on radio like that.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I don't really have herpes, but...
Maybe?
I might have herpes.
It's fun to say, though, ain't it?
It is fun to say, just to come out and be like, I have herpes. Say what?
I like guys. I don't keep on that, though.
I'm just gonna just take that out.
But, yeah, so tonight, we got the Stone Cold thing. And then next Monday, on Street Words, I'm gonna have a very, very special guest on the phone. Miss Erica Hay.
Oh, God.
We'll be talking about the love triangle situation. And my spaghetti just kind of gave me a burp right in the middle of my promo.
Me too.
Speaking of the burp. This show is not for women, just so you know. If you're a woman, I know that 60% of our fans are. Continue to tune into my show because I'm single. And I've been that way for a long time.
It's never happening.
It's... not happening.
Some chick out there, so let's do some love. Or, if you're a male, just a little transgender, either or, if you don't care.
This is not MTV Made or whatever.
As long as you, as
true
long,
life, whatever
true
it is.
Life,
yeah.
Don't let him touch on you and you'll be good. He'll never know the difference.
That spaghetti's really good.
Yeah. He's eating the plate.
Dude, you know who I think is really sexy?
Me?
Betty White.
Oh my God. I don't want to say you're disgusting, but I feel you. 100%.
Okay.
We really shouldn't be talking cool about her when someone died.
I'm just seeing that. I just felt like shit. She's the last surviving Golden Girl. Rue McClanahan's death. Yeah, that's who died.
That's the one
the
portrayed as a kind of a
manly
whore-ish. Whore-ish kind of girl.
Yeah.
On Golden Girls.
Well, God rest her soul.
Not calling her a whore. Just
no, not at all.
Because I love Golden Girls.
Yeah. What?
I do.
You like Golden
Girls? I love
Golden
Girls.
I just thought Betty White was hot. I mean, I'm not saying I watched the show. I
watched the show.
I like her from that commercial, the football commercial.
Oh, yeah.
The Snickers.
I like Betty
the Snickers,
White.
The Snickers. Snickers. The Snickers commercial. I don't know. So.
You're playing like Betty White.
Sandra Bullock. She just thanked the, I guess she thanked the troops at Spike's Guide Choice Awards. Well, congratulations. We did the same thing. Who doesn't thank the troops? Why is she getting like a big publicity about it? She was also named the Entertainer of the Night.
Well, she's also a celebrity, and we're
celebrities. Stay positive.
I always thought she was hot.
Though. Yeah, that's what we are.
Yeah, we're
her and Keanu Reeves should have got.
We're SBs. We're Sensational Brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, dude?
Yeah. No.
You're in a gang.
Yeah, man. Sensational Brothers. We be rocking shit. Really? Ooh, Eminem's Not Afraid video premiered. And I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's like really good.
I haven't either. They got some video of it on YouTube. I don't know if it's the real video. I doubt it.
It just released on the 4th. I mean, I'm sure it's on YouTube now.
Yeah, definitely not the right video.
No, definitely not. I got a burp. Okay. I feel better now.
I tasted it.
Well, guys, I think we should go to a commercial break.
No.
No? Not yet?
Nope. Not yet.
I want to play a song.
Why?
I don't know. We got to play the song of the day.
Who the hell wouldn't want to sit here and listen to us?
Talk about shit?
Well, I really don't even want to sit here and listen.
Yeah, as I was about to say, I don't think.
Yeah. No, all right, we're going to catch a song and a commercial. We'll be back to talk
about. Both of them? At the same time? You can't play them at the same time.
No, we're going to. A song, then a commercial. Or a commercial, then a song.
Commercial, then a song. Sounds a little
okay.
Better.
Okay. Commercial, then a song. And then when we get back, we'll talk about Andrew's baby on the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daddy, when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. About what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete are 1 in 16,000. Far-fetched? Maybe. But did you know the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166? That's right, 1 in 166. To learn the signs of autism, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Two, three. Turn it up.
Singing.
think we're back.
Are we?
We are.
Alright. Wait. Did anybody notice before we went to commercial, we talk about my kid, and when we go to commercial, it says daddy real loud?
I noticed that. Yeah. And it's that autism commercial, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what an ass.
I didn't listen to the commercial.
Yeah, one in like 166 kids will be diagnosed with autism.
Isn't there two different kinds?
I don't know.
Autism and artism?
What?
Something like that?
I don't know, but we should talk a little bit louder, because we're like whispering to each other.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Just stop.
I'll give you hot and show you what I got. All right. I'm done. Yeah, dude, you got a kid on the way. Actually, fuck, it's about here. It's about here.
Nobody told me.
What?
No, it's fine. I have a little boy on the way.
I'm gonna not be surprised if it comes out a girl, or black, or Mexican.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm black, dog. We going to the doctor.
We ain't going to the doctor.
We going to court.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If it comes out Philippine, I don't know.
No, it's... Oh, hell no. Philippine bastard. No, it's mine.
Okay.
I know it's mine.
All right.
Because it kicks and moves like me.
It amazes me that you're so hyper, but, like, when we go to start the show, all your hyperness left and you got all shy.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick it up a notch.
So, RJ, how's your love life, man?
My love life? It's...
Our love is
pretty good.
Our love life is fine. We do great in bed.
Fantastic.
I mean, oh, his.
Are
we talking about me and you together? No.
No.
Okay, never mind. Continue.
Okay, my other love life. Just kidding, but no, my love life is decent for the most part.
RJ got caught up. Didn't you, RJ?
Not really caught up, just done something stupid. Drinking is bad.
You really put that thing on blast.
I did.
That's okay, Tony's still single. Might be like that for the rest of his life.
At least I'm not a virgin.
After they hear this, then no.
Uh-huh.
A whole bunch of people in MySpace are going to be hitting you up and shit.
Yeah, man. I mean...
Probably dudes, but still.
Guys, girls...
Guys probably going to hit us all, though. They probably think we're gay.
Probably.
I don't know why you guys co-hosted me, son of a bitch.
What?
What?
Did anyone understand what he said? Because I don't know.
I heard biatch.
I don't even know what to talk about. Let's talk about how I have this hatred towards Kanye West.
What?
I hate Kanye.
Because of what he did to Taylor Swift?
That, and President Bush.
He's racist.
He is racist. But RJ wouldn't know that because he's black.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, shit.
No, seriously, I love black people. Actually, I love black women, more specifically.
BBW.
Wow. The Game... or Game, or whatever you want to call him, released a new song with T.I. and Robin Thicke on Twitter. How do you release a song on Twitter?
How do you do that? You type it out or something?
I guess. I don't know, because you only put like 180 characters. That's a very short song, dude.
Damn, it is. It's probably all saying, we in the hood. Hood. We in the hood. Hood. That's it.
I thought that was Lil Wayne.
Eminem.
I just made it up. Is it really a song?
Eminem is revealing that he's rebuilding Shady Records. M says he's looking at younger talent.
Here I am, M.
Yeah, we're here. We can sing. We can't rap. Actually, we can't do either.
They can sing and rap.
We try.
We do try. It's a thought that counts.
Exactly.
I hate the fucking Lakers, too, by the way.
Do you hate the Lakers?
Yeah.
Who do you like? Oh, that's right. You're not good at any sport besides soccer.
Ooh.
Who plays soccer?
I do.
Okay, I rest my case.
Yes, I didn't cheat on my girlfriend.
Didn't cheat on my girlfriend. At least I still have one.
Because she's stupid and gave you a third chance. Who gets third chances anymore?
Second chance.
Actually, it's the third.
Actually, it's the second.
It's the Third.
Second.
I don't know. Okay. So you get the first chance when you guys start.
Why am I on blast on his show?
I don't know. Why is he?
I don't even know what to say right now.
AJ's just sitting here like, is there like something that we don't know? By the way,
why did you
win? I heard you don't like me, AJ.
I didn't. But
to our 15-minute.
I kind of do now.
That's I appreciate it, man. So what I said about you on Station Rock and Street Words, I'm sorry. I pretty much told the world I didn't know if I liked you.
Well, if we had video on this, I can get a video punching you in the mouth.
Yeah. No, that would never happen. I don't even know what to talk about, for real. Like,
huh.
Is there really anything?
How? Why, I mean?
No. We need Ricky over here.
Why is the sky blue?
Why is the sky blue? Did you know, like, I found this out, like, technically, the grass really isn't green.
Is it just dyed or something?
No, our eyes, like, I guess it's the way the light reflects, it's actually every other color but green.
So it makes green.
It makes green. To our eyes.
I'm pretty sure it's green, dude. I'm looking at it.
That must mean the
it's like,
sky is blue from the reflection.
So yeah, it's all about, like, color reflections. Like, basically, it's all the other colors, and it's lacking that color. So we see that color. Why is colors called colors? Who come up with these words?
It's color.
Colors.
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 Colors are...
I do know white and black's not a color.
Really?
You cannot technically say white and black's a color.
It's a shade.
It's nothing. It's like emptiness.
Kind of like my heart.
I'm about to say that.
Oh, man.
But you know, the sky used to be not blue.
Really?
Used to be what color was it? I don't know, but it wasn't blue. And due to our lack of treating the environment good, which I don't, so.
I don't think anybody treats our environment good, personally. And you're talking low, dude. Talk a little higher for me. You see my voice? Either I'm just a loudmouth.
You're a loudmouth.
You do got a big ass mouth.
That's why I just got nominated as sexiest radio host of the year.
Because they ain't showing me yet.
Who the hell's knocking on our studio door? But anyways, yeah, sexiest host of the year, right here. Well, actually, I don't know if I won yet, but I got nominated.
I just think that felt bad for you.
Thanks, RJ. I'll remember that when I'm figuring out how to advertise your show next week.
You're welcome.
I'm thinking YMCA. Or maybe If I Were a Boy.
That's your theme song?
No, that's going to be yours.
Oh, is that right?
That's what you get for crossing the boss.
Oh, yeah. I'm so nervous.
I would be.
I'm not.
So, guys, next week on Rec Center, you can catch RJ and the Village People. Only on StreetBeatRadio.com.
And the Village People.
Don't cross the boss ever again.
I'm going to dress up like the construction worker.
Huh?
I'm going to dress up like the construction worker.
Yeah.
Somebody could be the cop.
Why don't we both say yeah, like, we're so excited,
can
yes.
Can I dress up as an Indian? No.
I'm Indian.
I don't know. We're gonna go ahead and play another song, and then when we come back, whoa.
What did you say?
Come yak. Well, we're gonna yak, but,
Cognac.
What?
Cognac.
Kodiak?
Cognac.
What is it?
Drink.
Oh, I was thinking Kodiak, like, I don't even know what that is.
Anyways.
I just burped.
To the song.
To the song? And then when we come back, well, you'll continue to listen to us. No, when we come back, we'll hear Barnhart Approved. Alright, we'll be back.
Cause the world is easy.
This is AJ Barnhart with Barnhart Approved, and tonight we're approving Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So you're approving him?
Hell yes, I am.
Why? Is he like this shit?
He's just American badass.
RJ, right, you can talk books at any time. I know you have a problem with WWE, but Stone Cold just fucking awesome. Right?
Beyond wrestling.
Yeah, his movie career is taking off. We just got done watching the Expendables trailer.
Oh my god, I did.
I masturbated and come on Andy's AJ's face.
I was disgusting in a coma.
What? Why does he only say the most random shit? But yes, so Stone Cold Steve Austin is
approved.
Barnhart approved.
Stamp.
Okay, so next week, Barnhart approved is Justin Bieber. Will he be Barnhart approved or not?
Oh god.
Justin Bieber, you're up next week. AJ, that's what you'll start saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Kinda corny.
Try it.
What was it again?
Justin Bieber, you're up next week.
How the hell do you say the kid's last name?
Bieber.
Bieber? Like or Bieber.
Bieber.
I once had a Bieber before. Bieber. I didn't like it, but I mean stuff on
Bieber.
Bieber.
So go ahead and try.
Justin Bieber. What now?
You're up next. And you point.
Just
point as you're doing it too.
Justin Bieber, you're up next on Barnhart Approved. And if you don't know, I'm actually pointing right now, and it gives a lot of effect to my sound and stuff. No, it really don't.
Not at all. But we try. I mean, you try.
If you could just see what we're doing right now, I'm pointing.
I'm pointing, and RJ's just looking at us dumbly. Dumbfoundedly.
Now I'm scratching myself.
Because
I'm
herpes.
Sitting close to Tony. Oh, gosh.
No, she gave me herpes, I gave you herpes, it's a never-ending cycle, and now RJ's got herpes.
Just for being around us.
And Big Rick's getting it next week.
Let's just go hand it out, like...
Big Rick, you're up next!
On herpes
approved. On herpes approved. RJ, do you have a voice that you could throw in any second?
No.
That's all he could come up with was no.
That's it.
Oh my god, are you doing it? Are you getting the guitar out?
No.
You're not? I think Stone Cold's music's still playing behind us. Kinda makes us feel hard ass, don't it?
I can't hear it.
No, but it will be. You'll be able to hear it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, psh, da 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 da.
What if you just got it exactly?
That'd been absolutely awesome if I did. That would be sweet. What to talk about?
I mean, it's not hard to talk if we just regularly just sit here.
Yeah, I agree. It's just really when we're talking to 17 million people, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, no, not really. But,
you know, I think Rick did a really good job on Station Rock Tuesday.
He really did.
Station Rock was absolutely awesome. And I did announce
he has a good voice
that effective September of this year, we are going live. We have a 24/7 live internet radio station powered by Goom Radio.
Goom.
So catch that. Goom.
Goom?
Goom.
They said Goom, dude.
Goom. Radio.
We have a whole bunch of gangsters on us.
What are you doing with that guitar, dog?
I don't know.
What are you looking for?
Huh?
A pick?
No.
Why do I continuously burp?
What did you just say? What?
A dick? I mean a pick? RJ?
What?
Fucking talk, dog. You're getting paid for the show, man.
You can fill in for me for a minute there.
I got it. Great. That's,
have
I can't
a seat,
fill
man
in
have
for
a seat.
Andrew. What the hell?
His name's AJ.
AJ, I'm sorry. Oh my god.
What do you think? You think he's a good general manager? Look at him. What are you doing?
He's a good general manager.
I think you found a nut ring.
A nut ring? Why would you find that in the studio?
You tell me.
Ricky's ass.
I'm taking a poop.
What?
What?
It's an insider.
Why would you do an inside joke when there's 17 million people who don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
Because I don't think 17 million people know what we was talking about since the fucking beginning.
Yeah, good point. It does make a good point.
You got up there.
Fuck, man. We got 10 minutes to blow.
There's a fucking taser.
It is a taser. Yeah, I got that for my protection against Billy. From Billy and Mandy. The story of Monday night.
You don't need protection. You just need Andrew.
or AJ. AJ's like the bodyguard. Actually, we got a private bodyguard now. His name's Robert. He's our new bodyguard. Did you know that?
Yeah.
RJ?
No.
Yeah. Robert and Kenny.
Roberto, yeah.
I quit Chipotle, by the way.
Just came up.
My big bodyguard, Kenny.
I don't know who Kenny is.
Yeah, well, he's like a 7'2", 500-pound black guy.
Does he play basketball?
No. He's 500 pounds.
So?
If he jumped, his ankles would probably snap.
I'm sure Shaq is about that big, and he's like 7'1".
He's not 500 pounds.
How do you know?
There's no fucking way he's 500 pounds.
Go look at his...
He's 600.
Duh.
Go look at his thingy thing. His profile.
His thingy thing?
Yeah, his thingy thing.
I'm not going to look at his thingy thing.
You look at everybody else's thingy thing. You trying to see mine every time I peek behind the tree.
What?
You wasn't?
Boo!
You wasn't.
Boo for even putting our business out there like that.
It's not our business.
It's our business.
No, it's not.
Hey, AJ, I don't know if you know this, but this is your show.
I'm here.
Here. What do you know about playing some guitar for us, man? What? All right, we will be back after a commercial break. Stay with us.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day,
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, we're back.
Every time you talk, I want to do it.
We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back again. And we're still back. We're back. Okay, stop. Why was we doing that? Anyways, guys.
It picks it up pretty good. Watch.
You know they're fucking mowing the grass again.
Annoying, right?
Well, anyways, guys, this is the pilot episode of Barnhart Busters, and it's been a complete and total disaster, but we hope you had fun and enjoyed what we've been giving you. I feel like I'm, like, live in a concert.
Ew.
Oh.
What the hell was that?
It slipped.
How did you... I don't know what I'm saying.
My eye! What did you do with flicking my eye?
What was that?
Fuck.
Oh, it was a football. Kind of.
It was like...
That's a little mini foot. This nigga made...
I just got hit with a fucking football in the eye.
That dude is a billionaire off of that.
No. That's ridiculous.
Seriously, he probably woke up like, man, I want a bracelet that looks like something.
You know they do not know what we're talking about.
Good.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in to the pilot episode. Complete and total disaster, as I was saying. But next week, it'll definitely get interesting.
I bet you it don't. I bet it stays the same.
Let's stay positive.
All right, positive. Yes!
Next week,
better.
It will be awesome.
Better. Better.
Better.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
I don't know yet. We don't know yet.
I don't even know.
I don't either. My eye hurts.
All I know is you can't fire me. Can you?
Yeah.
You need me. At least around here. I ain't gonna have my show. You need me.
we'll see what happens.
Too good looking not to be needed.
Don't forget to tune in to Street Words this Monday night, where Erica Hay will be on the phone. That's kind of scary.
What makes it special? Special.
You can be our like special effects guy.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. RJ, what do you think about Erica Hay being on the phone next week? Well, this Monday.
Good luck.
It's like that?
Yep. Good luck.
You think I'm going to be able to control her?
No.
It's going to be all bad in it?
Yep.
Very dramatic?
Everything.
Everything is being exposed?
Everything.
Everything. But she's saying it, and she's a call-in, so I don't think I can get sued. I mean, she's not a member of her staff.
I don't think you can get sued either.
I don't think so either, so... Billy and Mandy, next week. I mean, this Monday? Why do I keep saying next week? Billy and Mandy, next this fucking Monday, man. It's gonna happen, dog.
you are being exposed. By the way, next week, Street Beat Radio Exposed will feature DJ Big Rick.
Yeah.
And it's going to be kind of emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it will be. And, I don't know. It's going to be definitely interesting. And then the week after that, it's Mr. RJ Justice.
Oh, shoot.
That's going to be very interesting, too. And then, of course, following that will be AJ Barnhart, who has such an interesting life childhood history. Does that make sense? Life childhood? I don't think it did.
Kind of did.
I thought so, too. While you're listening to us, don't forget to go ahead and follow us on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/StreetBeatRadio. Or jump over to MySpace and become a friend. Go to myspace.com/SBRNation. Or go ahead and like us on Facebook. We have a lot of people that like us, but not enough yet. So go ahead, go to Facebook, search Street Beat Radio, and become a fan today.
And don't forget telescapes. You tell us, we scape it.
What the hell was that?
What was that?
Random ass shit.
What is it?
I don't know. This is a shout out thing. You were doing it. It's my show, nigga. I can do what I want.
Okay. All right. Telescapes. All right. Well, I'm Tony Love. This is the cue where you guys throw your names in there. So I'm Tony Love.
Wait. We really gotta leave now, though.
It is time to leave. I was thinking we're leaving with a song, unless you have something you want to do. Go ahead, boss.
I really ain't got nothing, but
leaving with a song, fuck it.
Well, when we see you next week, or you'll hear us, I don't know what the hell you're doing next week. When you listen to us next week, Andrew will probably have his kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You just hear in the background? We'll still go with it.
Yeah, it'll be crying in the background of our studio, because why would the baby be in the studio? Why would you, are you going to bring the baby to the studio?
Yeah. It's my job. You leave me at home.
Take the child to work day every Saturday here on Barnhart Busters. Yeah. You nervous?
No. Terrified.
No. Terrified?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hope I'm a good daddy.
And obviously, don't forget to tune in to Station Rock next Tuesday at 10. Then Studio 816, Wednesdays at 6. Then Rec Center, Fridays at 5. And then, of course, Barnhart Busters every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Street Beat Radio.
Did you get the times right?
I did. Tonight's show was brought to you by Blockbuster Total Access. For more details on Blockbuster, go to blockbuster.com.
You've been doing this for a long time, dude.
A long time.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we love y'all. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm Tony Love saying peace.
And I'm... You go ahead, RJ. Shit, it's my show. I guess
I was going to have you, the host, go last. You're going to say the best for last.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
You want to do it again?
I already did it twice.
All right, this is RJ.
Hey, that's all?
That's
you're
all?
This is RJ. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Say one more.
And this is yours truly, AJ Barnhart. Are you about to interrupt me, dude? Are you serious?
Well, no song.
Seriously? This is AJ Barnhart. See, Crystal? No, I'm just playing. That means AJ Barnhart signing out. Next time it'd be better.
Oh, by the way, Street Beat Radio's Hall of Fame thing. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Yeah, the Street Beat Radio Hall of Fame is July 4th on Street Beat Radio at 8 p.m. And so far, inductee-wise, we have Lil Wayne, UTFO, Nickelback, and Edwin McCain. And I think that's going to be it, because personally, I don't like anybody else right now. I might induct Justin Bieber for the hell of it, though. Nah. You're the king of pop, buddy. Anyways, bye. Do we have to do our close-outs again?
Yep.
I think this is
Tony Love.
This
Peace.
Is RJ. Bye.
Look. You'll go first, you go, and I'll go.
Okay.
It's simple,
man.
All right. This is Tony Love. Peace.
This is RJ.
See, how's it feel to get interrupted? How's it feel?
I hate you.
All right, go.
This is Tony Love. Peace.
This is RJ. I'm out.
This is yours truly, AJ Barnhart, and it's my show. Remember that. I'm pointing again, and I'm saying, signing off. I'll figure out a quote I can keep saying from now on, but right now it's just, I have sex with pigs.
Bye.
This is Vinny Streepy Radio Original Production. I'm going to get interrupted by AJ Barnhart, but all Streepy Radio programming, talent names, images, likenesses, slogans, trademarks, logos, and copyrights are the exclusive property of Streepy Radio Incorporated and its subsidiaries. All other trademarks, logos, copyrights are the property of the respective owners. Copyright 2010, Streepy Radio Incorporated. All rights reserved. For more details on Streepy Radio, go to streepyradio.com.
He just passed out.